93.7, the river that goes Journey, Dog and Joe Show, coming up 93 minutes, nonstop, commercial-free. If you've been watching the news or following anything online, you may have seen this Me Too-inspired McDonald's movement that was started by the Fight for $15 Advocacy Union, and it took place in Kansas City, Chicago, 10 cities total, Miami, Milwaukee, New Orleans, Orlando, L.A., San Francisco, St. Louis, and Durham. Sacramento not on the list. And it says here what they're fighting for is stronger protections for workers at the chain's 14,000 restaurants across the U.S. One person said from Chicago that we can no longer accept that one out of two workers experience workplace sexual violence under their watch, in reference to McDonald's. A lot of people have seen this going on, and we're not going to discuss that on the Dog and Joe Show. What we're going to discuss is something far more important.
Okay.
We're going to discuss the McDonald's apple pies.
Oh, well.
Yes. McDonald's apple pies first showed up at McDonald's in 1968. I wish we would have had this story yesterday for a Tuesday, but we didn't. So they invented the pie, and the pie came out available for the public to buy and consume in 1968. And now a recent change to the beloved dessert has nostalgic fans ready to riot.
Really?
Direct quote. The company has announced they are revamping the apple pie recipe in an effort to make it healthier. The new recipe will feature less sugar, and the apple pie will be made with fewer ingredients overall. And they say that their new freshly baked apple pie recipe is in line with other positive changes that we have made. Okay. So McDonald's announces that they're making this healthier pie. The statement came out a couple weeks ago. It took a little bit to gain steam on the internet, and now people, they are pissed, and they want a riot. And I think more people care about this apple pie than this Me Too-inspired movement talking about workplace sexual harassment at McDonald's.
Well, they're talking about food, and the food at McDonald's is always a big one.
And I'm just going to say this. In reference to the apple pie, McDonald's is dumb. They're going to make a healthier apple pie. Making a healthier apple pie isn't going to sell more pie to people who are healthy. Now what they're going to do is sell less pies because the only people who bought the pies were unhealthy or are unhealthy. No one that's healthy wants a healthier pie. You could put all the organic apples and locally sourced, free-range, sustainable honey and sugar in them you want. No one in America is looking for freaking healthy pie. Nobody that eats pie wants a healthier pie. They want more pie. They want sweeter, heavier, fattier pie. You could cook it by the heat of the sun. You could use gluten-free crust. You could put a pound of probiotics in each and every pie. No one who is remotely health conscious is going to touch this. They're just not going to do it. What is wrong with them? They've lost their minds. They want to make a healthier apple pie.
I feel like, because it's ingrained with me in everything I do, feel, and think, that I should be disagreeing with you, but I can find nothing to base a disagreement on. I can't think of a health advocate that would eat really pie.
No one.
Can you make healthy pie?
Well, McDonald's is sure going to try to, even though they're going to find out, once they've made the healthiest pie the planet's ever seen, no one's going to buy it.
Is that a large selling item at the McDonald's store? Is the apple pie enough that they would change the ingredient structure?
Yeah, I mean, how many people are showing up? You know, 460-pound people. Gosh damn it! You did this to me with all 18 billion pies I've eaten over all my life. And you know what? I'm addicted to them. I demand you make it healthier. I should weigh 360, not 490. I don't know who did this. It's just craziness.
Do you remember that movie Super Size Me where they had that guy go through and he ate everything? I don't even think I've seen him eat an apple pie.
No one eats them. They just sit there to kind of make the counter smell good. I've eaten three or four in my life, and that was before 1979.
When you were a kid.
I have not eaten a McDonald's apple pie, I'm telling you, past 1980. McDonald's needs to pay attention to this, and I'm not bagging McDonald's. I'm just saying.
I would never bag McDonald's. I love that place.
Let's try this. What about this concept and try to make it a healthier apple pie? What about lowering your prices? What if you used produce on all your hamburgers beyond onions? What if you made the Big Mac big enough not to eat two or three?
Well,
nobody gets full off one Big Mac. You always need multiple. McDonald's needs to watch The Founder with Michael Keaton. That's what McDonald's wants to do. If they want to get this organization back on track, watch what they did in that show and how McDonald's used to be back when the McDonald's brothers down in L.A. ran it. That's what McDonald's needs to do. Making a healthy apple pie. I read that. I about fell out of my chair. Like, really? Nobody that's healthy eats them.
the marketing firm that's now backing most of these restaurants is all run by the same person. I wonder if the person that did the IHOP burger switch is the same guy that does the Doritos Loco for, and now they're going to make healthy apple pie. Yeah. I think the same marketing firm's in charge of all these restaurants making these cockamamie ideas
come up. Yeah, hey, I know you work for McDonald's a lot, but this is Taco Bell. We need help. What? We should make a pizza? Okay. So you're saying taco quiche is all the rage right now. Oh, a quinoa and churrito. Now you're on to something.
I just got done making that healthy apple pie over there for McDonald's. Why not give you a healthy quinoa burrito?
So what you're saying is if I take a giant kale leaf and I dip it in nacho chust, it'll be healthy and tasty?
I can make a taco shell out of lentils?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Stop this health craze at fast food. That's not what people that eat fast food want. I don't get it. And again, I don't run a fast food chain. I know nothing about it. But I read these words and I see these things like healthy apple pie. And I'm like, no. What they should be selling or saying is this. You eat this one piece of apple pie, it'll give you your yearly allotment of sugar.
I don't know if they want to run with that marketing strategy.
Two bites of this, you won't even want apple pie for Thanksgiving. One bite of our pie will give you enough pie to survive your entire life. It's chock full of all kinds of whey and jelly and apples.
All kinds of whey.
Yeah. And sugar. And the crust is from, oh my God.
And unless you've been on a diet or you live with someone who's eating healthy, you don't even know what whey is. That's funny.
Does anybody eat these pies anymore? I mean, honestly.
I was honestly trying to think if I've had a couple, and I've gotten them. I think when you'll win that, they do like the Monopoly thing, and you'll get a free apple pie or a free French fry. I think that's when I've got. I mean, I don't dislike them, but I've never driven to McDonald's and craving an apple pie.
Yeah, I just never have either. I'm trying to think, man. The last time I ate one, I had to be like 8.
They're not bad, if I remember them.
I just don't care to buy one. I don't think about it.
I don't even. They used to have up in front behind the counters like the apple pie holder.
Yeah.
It was like a little heater type thing that kept the apple pie. I don't even see those anymore.
Yeah. They used to have them up there in the boxes. Yeah. They kind of tumble and all that.
Yeah.
So you're probably, you go to the gym tonight, you're going to see a bunch of apple pie boxes there laying around the floor. Nobody's even going to eat yogurt or drink juice anymore. They're going to eat these health pies.
Yeah, why would you want to go get one of those protein bars?
You're going to see people riding their bikes. Instead of pulling out the sport bottle on the frame to take a drink of water, they're going to take a bite of pie. It's so healthy. Jesus. 93 minutes, nonstop commercial free. We'll start it for you next.